And welcome back to the KCII Football Friday Preview Show. It's now time for our Jet Physical Therapy Football Athlete of the Week. This week, it's Highlands Cole Adamson. Cole, I appreciate the time. Great to have you on here today.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
Great start to the season for yourself and the team last Friday night. 55-6 victory over Columbus. You had over 140 rushing yards, three TDs. But looking back at last Friday night, Cole, what was working for the team?
Just the team chemistry. We knew that, like, coming into Columbus, that we were going to have to play hard because they're always tough at their place. And we really relied on, like, upcoming athletes like Connor Grinstead and Mason McFarland and, like, all these other people to, like, work as a team and just run the ball. Run the ball and work on our game plan. I mean, it was just clicking for us that night. And big thanks to the linemen. I wouldn't have done it without them. None of us would. So I think all but one of our touchdowns were rushing. So.
Mm-hmm.
Big thanks to the linemen.
Well, you are an experienced guy from last year's playoff team, but Highland did lose quite a few seniors, kind of a new look this year. What's it going to take to build off of last season and to continue the tradition at Highland?
What it takes is just, like, the determination. It starts early, getting in the weight room, eating right, preparing your body for, like, a physical Friday night football. I'm just mentally just going out with the honestly, like, nothing to lose. I heard, like, the rankings, they don't have us very high. But we have ourselves the high expectations, as we should, because we have the talent to go really far. In order to, like, I don't think a team like last year's can be replaced, but it can definitely be improved, if that makes sense. Like, last year we were not a perfect team. But, like, for us to be as good or if not better than last year, we're going to have to stay determined and keep our minds on the right track, work together especially. The team chemistry just has to be there. Mm-hmm. And our young guys have to step up. It's not just, you know, one or two people that are running the ball or passing the ball. You know, it's like the linemen got to hold their blocks. The quarterback's got to find the open receiver. I got to read my blocks, like all this stuff. So as long as it works as a team, we'll be all right and we'll be a pretty big threat this year.
Mm-hmm. Here in your senior campaign, what type of leadership role have you taken on? Are you kind of a leader by example type of guy? Or are you pretty vocal?
I would say both. I'm pretty vocal. I try to keep us in check and like the example aspect, like getting in the weight room, eating right, just staying active. I mean, football is more than just a, you know, 5 days a week practice. It's like mentally strong, keeping your body healthy, like at all times, staying like being okay in school, you know, just holding yourself accountable because it's not just you on the team, it's everybody. So if you let one person down, you're letting the whole team down.
What do you think, if you had to pinpoint one part of your game that you think has improved the most since last year to this year, what would that be?
One part of the game that has improved the most for me is definitely that leadership role. I know that a lot of the guys look up to me because I am, and this is my second or third year playing varsity football. Since sophomore year, I broke my foot. Like, the part of my game that has improved the most is definitely, like, the leadership role, like, taking that accountability into myself that it's not just me, that everybody needs to be on the same page, and definitely the leadership role.
Mm-hmm. You gear up for a week two matchup against Alburnett, looking for a 2-0 start to the year. What do they look like on tape, and what are a few keys for your squad to come out on top?
How they look like on tape is just like they were last year. They're going to be physical. They're going to be aggressive. They're a good football team, but I know we have what it takes to pull it off, and you know, the skills, like, just reading our keys, filling lanes on defense, and creating lanes on offense, and hopefully just working as a team. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, is who wants it more and who can flow as a team better. Mm-hmm. So,
a couple fun questions here for you, Cole. Rapid fire, we'll just go down the list. Do you have a go-to pregame meal?
Turkey cheese sandwich.
All right. Do you have a superstition before every game?
I don't think so.
What, you have an NFL team?
Broncos.
Who's the hardest hitter on the Huskies?
Oof, when we start gang tackling, I don't know. Hopefully all of us are there.
Good answer. Know. Good answer. Last one, what do you like about being a Husky?
The environment, the family, the atmosphere. We have a very good traveling fan section. I mean, it's just great. Yeah. Being out there to play with everybody watching is just phenomenal. So.
I know you have big plans here coming up. Still, you know, a long ways away from graduation, but you are a senior. Do you have an idea what you want to do next fall?
Actually, yes. 5th June, I enlisted into the Air National Guard. Pretty proud of that. And next June or July, I'm heading off to basic training. And I should be back by November, December-ish.
Awesome. And what inspired you to want to go in the military?
I just wanted to be a part of something that was bigger than myself. And I'm a big thing about, like, leadership and teamwork. And, like, the military is just a family, and I really wanted to be a part of that and experience that and get all the advantages that come with it. And I don't know, I just thought you really can't go wrong
with
joining.
Awesome. Well, good for you, man. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
To prepare for a game, I try and relax and still have fun with my teammates and my friends. I try not to think too much about it because then I become stressed. So either like the day or the morning of a game, I'll go for a run or I'll just get a light lift in, keep my body loose. And pregame, I just like to have fun, listen to music, maybe run a couple routes with the boys, Mason McFarland and Connor Grinstead, and just stay loose. But at the same time, keep my mind focused and stretch a lot.
Stretch a lot. Well, Cole, good to have you on here once again. Congratulations and best of luck against Alburnett.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
That's Cole Adamson, a senior on this year's Highland football team. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Great start to his senior campaign. Let's take a break. We'll have more of the KCII Football Friday preview show right after this.